Hello, and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances, and I'll be your hostess. Hello, and welcome to episode 55. It's Thursday, September 8th, and this is an odd episode because I don't have any quilt diaries to share with you. I have been sick. I'm calling it the flu, whatever I had, and still feel a little touch of right now. I have no idea what it was. And I won't go into details. They're not actually any gory details. Mostly I just felt like I was hit by a truck and had a stomach ache and a headache. You know, so no high fevers, no grossy stuff we don't really want to talk about. None of that. Just felt like I was hit by a truck and my stomach hurt and my head hurt and I slept a lot. And I'm still feeling touch funky but highly functional. In fact, I'm in this total organizational mode, which is good because, well, I haven't been writing this week because I haven't felt well, but I felt like I wanted to do something. I don't like just sitting around. So I have been organizing and planning, which is good because I'm not always hit by the organizational spirit. I'm not always moved to organize and weed out. But there's something I think about fall that makes a lot of people just like, let's clean the closets, let's get some stuff done. You know, the torpor of the summer has worn off, and away we go. Not a lot of quilting done, still working on stormy weather. You know, I think I mentioned last week that there were several pieces that I had not made. I just not counted right, or my beloved Lintot girls gave me some bum directions. One or the other, who knows? Who's saying? I'm not saying, which I think it is. But, you know, it would turn out, that the the stuff that I didn't get to was, of course, the stuff that I hate the most. But I am taking the positive view. So, for instance, I had to make four more diamond in a square pieces. Do you know what I mean? You cut out, I guess maybe you start with eight triangles, sew them together, and you have a little diamond in the middle of your square. It's, I think it's a 6.5-inch square overall. And, you know, triangles are tough, as we know. Although, you know, if you're new to quilting listening, they're not that tough. I've talked about this before. I think people get all psyched out about triangles. They take some doing, take a little practice, but that's what I just decided, that this was a good opportunity for me to practice my accuracy. I'm big into accuracy right now, and one of the tips I used that I think I got from Susan in North Georgia a little while back was to starch my pieces before I cut, and I did that. I starched them so I had nice, stiff pieces of fabric, and I think that really helps to have stiff, firm fabric to work with. I think that helped. And in fact, I was pleased with two out of the four diamond in the square pieces. I thought they were very accurate and good, and I was happy. The other two, not as accurate. It's process, ladies. It's process. So what I'm going to do today is I have to cut out some more triangles and do that whole sew the triangle to the strip and scant quarter inch, all that stuff I've been complaining about that I'm good at now. I've got it figured out, but I'm going to have to do that again, and I need five of those, and then I think I just need five white squares, and it won't take much time to get that all together. So I'm actually kind of hoping I may have the top done by tomorrow. I should, because I've got two-thirds of it's done, sewn together, ready to go. So it's really just getting these little pieces made and getting everything pieced. I have the backing fabric now and the batting, and I do think I'm going to finally fire that Bernina up and use that to quilt. I still have to read all the books. They're two little thin pamphlets that came with it. It's a sewing machine. I think I can use it. I think I'm going to figure it out. So that's the plan right now. I wanted to tell you what I finally did. Finally went to Home Depot and bought a big, big old piece of foam insulation. 8 feet by 4 feet, or 4 feet by 8 feet. I can't remember which height or width first. I don't know. Big. I drive a minivan, and I'm eyeing this thing going, I think I can fit it. I'm pretty sure I can. Sure, I can fit this in my van. So I buy it. I'm like, well, you know, it's purple, like a light, no, violet. We'll call it violet or pinkish violet. It's some ugly foam insulation color. Anyway, so I'm like, you know, teetering out to my car trying to balance this thing, and I open up the back, and man, for a couple minutes there, I just really thought, this is not going in, and I'm gonna, you know, I don't know what to do, and blah, blah, blah. But in the front seat of the minivan, this is a Honda Odyssey, you know, the minivan that 98% of suburban America drives, there's a tray in the front between the driver and shotgun seat. And fortunately, that tray, and fortunately I recalled this, you can you can make it go down. You can fold it down. And so I was able to, with some struggles, push the 8x4, 4x8 piece of foam insulation, 1 inch thick, by the way, into my car and close the door. And then I brought it home. And here's the thing. You don't really need 8 feet for a design wall. That is really, I mean, maybe you do. I don't have a place for it to really fit. And it's 6 feet is really good. 6x4, 4x6, whatever it is. That's a really nice size. And so I went to the garage and I marked off 2 feet and I sawed off 2 feet. Now, you know what sound I really hate? Styrofoam, anything, styrofoam, especially styrofoam rubbing against anything, especially styrofoam against other. Is this just making you just go, yeah, me too, just talking about it. Worse than fingernails on the chalkboard to me. So, yes, so that was fun sawing this foam insulation, which is really just like a big sort of sturdy piece of styrofoam. Whew. And in fact, I didn't do really good at the end because I was so like, I got to get this done. So I'm going to go back today and even it out, because right now it's very straight across, and also this jagged piece at the end where I just kind of gave up. I'm like, I can't do this anymore. I'm going to have to buy some new flannel because I have a big piece of flannel that I've been using, but not big enough for even 4x6, 6x4. But I'm excited. I'm waiting for my Joann's coupon to come in so I can get that flannel fairly cheaply. But I've got it standing up, you know, height-wise, length-wise, no. Yeah, I guess, whatever. Leaned against the wall in my sewing area, and I like it. And I think it's good. And, you know, and so when I get the flannel, I will staple that with the staple gun onto the board. And then design wall, very easy. It's flat. So if I needed, for some reason, to put it away, I could run it upstairs and put it under the bed or toss it in the attic with everything else that I've tossed in there. Good grief. I cleaned the attic last spring. I started. I probably talked about it. And then it hit 100 degrees, and I stopped cleaning the attic. And, you know, over the course of the summer, it's kind of, you know, gotten out of control again. So when it cools down enough here to work in the attic, that's one of my big organization projects. But, of course, by the time it cools down, I probably will have lost my organizational zeal. That's how these things work. Any event, happy to have the design board. I may take a picture because I don't have a picture, any new quilt pictures to show you. Thank you, by the way, for all your very kind comments on stormy weather. It is coming together nicely in surprising ways. Just like I look at it and go, oh, wow. And I feel very fortunate. I've gotten some very nice compliments on the colors. But, you know, I just bought the Jelly Roll off of eBay and just got lucky that the colors are nice, and there are a lot of really nice bright blues in it, and I think that's really kind of given the quilt more zing than it might have had, so that's been really lucky. I wanted to bring something up that just was interesting to me. I got, it's been a few weeks now, got an email from Caroline in the UK, and she had mentioned that she was taking a course, had just finished a course, almost like, it sounded like a certification course, and quilt making through a program, a distance learning program called City and Guilds. And she actually sent a picture of the quilt she made for certification. Beautiful, beautiful quilt, really nicely done. But I was so interested in this idea, and I looked it up online, and it just looks like such a neat program. And so it's distant learning, you have classes, you get feedback on your work. Caroline, I know I'm not doing a very good job at all of describing this. If I understand correctly, Caroline did her work through the School of Stitch Textiles, and this is part of the City and Guilds Creative Studies classes. There are different levels. You get a diploma. Isn't that cool? I know that here in the States that the Knitting Guild, I don't know if it's the Knitting Guild of America, I think it may be, they have a kind of certification program to become a master knitter, and you do it via the mail. You're sent projects to work on, and you do the projects and you send them back and you get critiqued, and you go through different levels. I think there's several different levels you go through till you get certified to be a master knitter. Every once in a while I've thought about doing that. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not sure that I'll ever make it to master knitter level, not because I ultimately couldn't do that. I mean, I think with work that if I decided really to devote myself to it, I believe I could, and it's neat having that goal. But there are other things I'm doing that make me think, one, I don't really desire to be a master knitter. I'd like to be better than I am, but I don't feel like, oh, wow, I want to be at that level. That's really important to me. But I like the idea of it. I like the idea a lot. I think it's neat. I don't think, though, that there's anything like the program that Caroline is doing in the UK and England, I think, here in the States for quilters. But maybe there is. I don't know. I'm not a member yet of the American Quilt Society. I think I'm going to join because I do like their magazine. I don't know if they do anything like that. I think it's a great idea, though. I mean, just especially for those of us who really, I mean, I think all of us are probably have a desire to improve our skills no matter what level we're at. For me, you know, I was looking at magazines recently. I've been talking about magazines. Yeah, I've decided I like Quilt Life with Ricky and Alex very much. There are several magazines. You know, I just get cranky about stuff. But I do feel like for the advanced beginner, well, let me back up. What I feel is that there's not a strong emphasis, like in magazines, on skills building, with some exceptions. It seems like actually an art quilter, which I've been reading and enjoying and, you know, wishing that I did that kind of project. And one day I will, not right now. But they, for instance, they have, they've had a series on free motion quilting. It may be that the American Quilt Society magazine has some. I have to look back at my issues of that and see if there's some skills building stuff. I just think there needs to be more of that, or I would like there to be more of that. This also came up for me because, you know, I for a while subscribed to, what is it, the Quilting Network, QNN, and I enjoyed it, but ultimately let my subscription lapse just because I wasn't watching it very much. And I was recently thinking about, should I subscribe to The Quilt Show? And I went online reading information about it. And I'd be interested to hear from you. What do you subscribe to either of those, either the Quilting Network or The Quilt Show? And what do you get out of them? What do you like or dislike? For me, reading about The Quilt Show, now I very much like Ricky and Alex. You know that. Big fan. But, you know, one of the things, and they're very, very clear about this, if you subscribe, it's kind of like subscribing to a magazine. You don't have access to all the back issues. So you don't have access to all the back shows they've done. You start with the current show, and then every show that comes out during the term of your subscription, you have access to. You also have access to classes that are online. But I was looking at the classes, and with one or two exceptions, they were somewhat esoteric. So one was like, say, painting with thread, which I think would be neat if that's what you're interested in. And at some point, I may be interested in painting with thread. But right now, I'm not there. I'm really interested in accuracy and basic stuff. And obviously, I'm very fortunate in that Jay is working with me and helping me out. And so I am learning with Jay. So, and the other thing I've thought about, I just listened to Sandy over the over at Quilting for the Rest of Us. Her most recent episode is up. Listening to her, and she brought up, Quilt University. I thought, oh, you know, I need to go over there and see what's up, because I just still feel like I'm just at this place where I still need skills building. Not basic skills, but kind of, again, advanced beginner skills. And I feel the lack of available material, at least online. Now, that could be me, and you, if you have ideas for me, let me hear what they are. But it's frustrating sometimes to open a magazine or go online and to feel like the skills that are being taught are just not skills that I'm up to yet that are going to be really helpful in me just becoming a better quilter and a more, I don't know, I could go on and on. But so if you've got any suggestions, if you subscribe to QNN or The Quilt Show, what do you like about it? What makes it worthwhile? I wish, had I gone on and read by subscribing, you have access to all the back shows. I think I would have subscribed right away. I get what they're doing. It makes sense in a way. And again, I thought they were very clear and upfront about it. Alex and Ricky are clear and upfront people. Let's face it. But I just kind of felt like, is there going to be enough week to week to make me really happy that I've subscribed? And I don't know. The Quilt Network, I went back and looked at it. You know, I thought, well, there isn't. You know, they do have like the Fonz and Porter shows. They have quite a back catalog of those. And they also have Mary Ann Fonz's daughter, who may be Mary, has her own show now called Quilty. And I think that is, it's more for beginners, but I was intrigued by it. So I don't know. So I feel like I'm going to probably subscribe to one or the other. So any input you would have, great. Any input you have about skills building for advanced beginners, how to go about that. Obviously, if you've got books, and who was talking? Oh, I read over Jay's blog, Art Quilt Maker. She reviewed the O. Francon's book. I'm going to go get it because I have it from the library. Hold on. Okay, it's The Practical Guide to Patchwork, New Basics for the Modern Quilt Maker by Elizabeth Hartman. It is a beautiful book. It is such a pleasure to look at. Jay talked about the fabrics in it, and they are gorgeous. She has a gorgeous eye for color. The patterns are, fenced in. More fences are very basic. So it's not a real, if you're not a beginner quilter, you might get some ideas. It's definitely worth checking out of the library. If you have a friend who is interested in starting to quilt, I think this would be a great book because it's so appealing. It does make you want to get going, go to the fabric store, buy some of this beautiful fabric. I thought that the step-by-step directions at the beginning, she does a good overview of the process, what supplies you'll need. Here's how you go about it. It's very clear. The way that it's laid out is easy to read, understandable, which I appreciate. And this is the kind of book that I wish had been out 10 or 15 years ago, during the dark days when I was thinking, I really want to make a quilt. But I would pick up books and go, wow. I just was overwhelmed. And I don't find this book overwhelming. I don't think I would have found it overwhelming. I think I would have found it inspiring. It's nice. I have, the first Quilt Academy book, is that Harriet Hargrove, I want to say, I may be wrong, it may be Hargrave, which I have been looking at and pondering and trying to pick up skills from that. And of course I do have Jay. Thank you, Jay. Who is a great, as we know, a great resource. So I just would be interested. Advanced beginner skills. How do you pick those up? It does seem that a lot of stuff out there is either beginner or not necessarily, the dichotomy is not necessarily beginner or advanced. I mean, there certainly are intermediate projects in all the magazines I look at, but it's almost as if when it comes to skills, it's either beginner level skills or what I'm calling esoteric skills, embellishment skills or, specialized skills. And I'm looking for someplace in between. Okay, I think that's all that I had in mind to tell you about. I hope I will have more progress reports for you next week. I want to thank everyone who took time to comment on the last episode as well as previous episodes. And by the way, I did post another episode, one of the early episodes. I'm going to post yet another this week, probably around the same time that I post this one. And I've gotten some nice comments on the early episodes as well, so thanks. I want to say thanks to Jay, to Scientific Quilter, also known as Darla, to Daisy with our new podcaster over at verylazydaisy.blogspot.com. Check her out. Valerie, also known as Scoo Quilt. Jackie, Jane, not my mom, different Jane, and who, by the way, gives a yes vote to the Creative Grid's rulers, says just enough traction on the back that slippage is less of a problem. And Jane, that is what I'm looking for. Thank you to Gretchen over at 120 Blocks, who says, by the way, that she has a Quilt Pro and Quilt Album on her beloved Mac. So I want to check out the Quilt Pro and see if that's something that I would find useful. Messy Chic Mama, who came over via Lazy Daisy Quilts, thank you. And Sherry, who, by the way, last week I talked about Joanne's, and I thought Sherry's point was very interesting. She said that she has quilts made from fabric that she got at Joanne's years and years ago, and that those quilts have held up. And she also, she says, I remember going to Walmart when they carried tons of fabric. I remember that too. Not that I was doing much sewing, but I remember how Walmart's used to have all that kind of stuff. I don't think it does anymore. Kelly the Fifth, and I thought this was interesting. She said, I do envy your fall. We are about to commence on our most difficult season. Summer is a slam dunk in L.A. next to fall, unless you live near the ocean. I had no idea. Is it just that the weather gets bad and you get the winds and all that? I don't know. Never been to California, but Kelly the Fifth and I, we're both Eric Carle fans. We've got a date in about 5 years to go to the Eric Carle Museum in Amherst, Mass. Let me know if you'd be interested in joining us. This is on an older post. Sandy, with an I, commented on pressing quilt binding in half. Gave it up years ago. Didn't find it added anything to the process. Just took time and made opportunities to burn myself. Don't need help with that. Thank you to Claudia from Machen und Tun. And now I'm back to the week before last. So those are all the comments on my WordPress site, which is http://theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com. I don't know. I may take a picture of my, at this point, unfinished design wall, just so you can see it, and that may be up over there at the Off Kilter Quilt. Oh, good. Travis is barking. Great. He's been comatose all morning, but hold on. I'm going to yell. You can also leave a comment over at my Podbean site, and that is http://offkilterquilt.podbean.com. Feel free to drop me an email at fdowell@mindspring.com. Okay, that's going to be it for this week. Hope to have more for you next week, again, as I think I've said. Do let me know your thoughts on the Quilt Network versus the Quilt Show. Thoughts about where to pick up skills and tips for the advanced beginner quilter. How do I get better? I don't know. I hope you're doing fine. I hope you're getting a lot of work done. And I hope to talk to you soon. Let me hear from you. Take care.